Hi, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training. I just came out of a weekend course called Change Your Habits, Change Your Life, and I thought I would share one of the key exercises from that program with you. Now, it's called Change Your Habits, Change Your Life because the truth is most of our behavior comes to us on autopilot. We just do it. We don't think about it first. So most of our behavior is a kind of habit. Some of our habits are skills. We've worked hard to be able to do them exactly the way we can do them to get the result we get. Some of them are bad habits. They're behaviors we don't like that get us something we do like the glass of wine at the end of the day that helps you relax. The relaxing is really, really good. It's not a fake good. But the wine every day might not be the way you want to get there. The third kind of habit we have are our hot button reactions, our triggered responses that just hijack our state of mind so that when we notice a certain trigger in us or in our environment, we feel that we have to respond in just one way. And often that's about territory or safety or feeling strong or shaking off frustration or fatigue. We're going to work on an exercise that's going to help you with a really important concept in changing habits. And it all focuses on this word instead. What could you do instead of what you're doing that would get you the same benefit? So sit for a moment and think about when you do this thing you would like to change, how you do it, who prompts you to do it, what happens around you as you do it, and finally, what is the result of you doing this behavior? And I want you to linger in the moment of getting that result to notice what genuinely good thing is coming out of doing the behavior the way you are doing it now. And you can give that genuinely good thing a one-word label. And it doesn't matter if the label doesn't seem to exactly fit, because it will fit in your mind. You will know what you mean by that label. Have you got it? Great. Because now I want you to notice that you are sitting at a desk and you are surrounded by three large, bright computer monitors. And in a moment, three different people are going to appear on those monitors. They might be people you know, they might be people you know of, they might be people you've admired from afar. But each of those people is going to respond to the trigger for your behavior in a different way, doing a different behavior that get them to exactly that same benefit that you have been getting from the way that you handle that situation. So think of that benefit now. Remember the label. They're going to get that label from a different behavior. And as you sit there now, the first screen is flickering to life, and you look at it and you see somebody you know, and they're in the situation where you do what you do. And as you see them, notice how they're behaving, what they're responding to, what they're noticing. Watch the moment when they are triggered, and then be really curious and interested in how they communicate and respond and behave after the trigger. And just continue to watch that screen until you see that person enjoying that benefit that you get when you do your behavior. See that person? They have that thing now. So just let that screen freeze with the image of them enjoying that benefit that they have gotten from their behavior. And as you freeze that screen, the second screen lights up and you see a second person. A person you know or don't know, but a person who has skills, strengths, and capabilities to bring to this situation. And as they walk into the situation where you do what you do, you watch as they scan the situation, as it starts to impact how they move, how they breathe, what they notice, how they communicate. You watch the moment that usually triggers your behavior, and now you watch with great curiosity as this person does something different. You watch their new behavior come into place, and you notice with great curiosity and intensity how that new behavior is producing that benefit that you gave a label to, that thing that you get when you do what you do. And when you're really convinced that that person has achieved that same benefit from their behavior, just freeze the frame. Step back and look at it. And then your eye moves to the third screen, and on that third screen, another person has appeared, and they are about to play the same scene. They are where you are and when you are triggered to do this behavior. And you watch what they notice, how they communicate, how they hold themselves, how they sound and move as they move into this situation. Then you notice the moment when that behavior is triggered, and you notice their response to the trigger is different. You slide into their shoes and notice how they are behaving and communicating, how they are talking to themselves as they respond to that trigger and as they move to get that same benefit that you get. And when you are aware that that person is experiencing that benefit, freeze that third frame. Now sit back and look at the three choices on the screen in front of you. Each of these people encounters the same trigger and gets the same good thing from the situation. I want you to notice which of these behaviors you think it would be best for you, which one feels like it takes best advantage of your goals and your strengths and your abilities. And as you look at that person who might seem very different from you on the screen, I want you to step right into the screen and into that person's shoes, into their mind, into their breath and their perception. And I want you to walk through the same scene again, seeing what they see, hearing what they hear, feeling what they feel as they notice the trigger, as they do the new behavior, and as they get the benefit. And then shake that off and ask yourself, could I do that again? And this time, I want you to clear the screen. I just want you to sit in your own chair and walk through that situation one more time, noticing what you notice, seeing what you see, hearing what you hear, feeling what you feel as the situation begins, noticing the trigger, and doing the new behavior until you feel yourself aware that you are getting the benefit that you want to get. And shake that off. And then one more time. Step into that situation in your mind. See what you see, hear what you hear, feel what you feel. Notice the trigger. Do the new behavior, the new communication, the new response, and to become aware that you are getting the benefit in this new way. I want you to become really vividly aware of how the benefit changes your perception, your communication with yourself, and your communication with the people around you. Inhabit that benefit, and holding that benefit, come all the way back to the present time, aware that you have now set yourself up to try something new that will get the benefit you are getting, so that you are free to let go of the old behavior and get better. I'm Linda Ferguson, NLP Canada Training.